We are coming up against the 70th anniversary of when Israel was a nation and back in the land. And that leads me to something that we're planning on doing during that 70th anniversary. You and I and others with Stand in the Gap and the American Pastors Network, including my wife Nancy and even some folks from my church and others, will be going to visit the Holy Land in March, March the 7th through the 21st of 2018. I'm looking forward to it. And, Jimmy, I'm going to ask you two questions. Number one, why should Christians want to visit the Holy Land? And secondly, what are we going to learn when we visit the Holy Land with you?
Well, the first question has to be answered this way. If you want tangible evidence that there's a real God in the heavenlies, and what he says he will do, he follows through with, you need to stand in the land of Israel. It's tangible. You can pick it up. You can let the sand flow through your hands. You can feel the rocks there. It is absolute evidence that God is going to be faithful to the promises, because that land covenant, Deuteronomy 30, the promise to Abraham is, I'm going to give you a land forever. And he has given them a portion of that land. Remember, only one-tenth of what he's promised to give them. They have 10 times more yet to come when he comes back to the earth. But that is tangible evidence. It's just amazing. People ask me, why am I so excited about the land of Israel? Well, Judy and I have lived there for 26 years. We get up, we talk to a Jew, and man, it's like touching the face of God. We're walking on the land that he promised to give them, and indeed it's the case. I say going to Israel is like walking onto a stage where all the actors have recently departed, but all the props are still in place. You'll see Israel past. You'll touch Israel present. You'll visualize Israel future. You'll walk in the exact spots where Jesus walked and taught and performed his miracles. You'll stand at the spot where he departed into the heavenlies and where he will come back. But there's another amazing thing, as I'm concerned, Gary, about the people going to the land, to let them see how small it is, the size of it. We've already mentioned that, but it's smaller than you really realize. I ask pastors, for example, I say, how far is Bethlehem from Jerusalem? And many of them will say, well, 35, 40, 50 miles. No, it's like it touches the border, the two, Bethlehem and Jerusalem. It's like a suburb. It's not. They're independent cities. But remember this. The shepherd's fields where Jesus Christ was born is less than 3 miles from those shepherd's fields over to the Temple Mount. You know what those sheep were in the shepherd's fields at the birth of Christ? They were sheep that were to be sacrificed at the temple.
That's
right. You see, Bethlehem's shepherd's fields were the holding pen for the sacrificial lamb. Did you get that? And the sacrificial lamb, Jesus Christ, came out of those shepherd's fields. That is so thrilling. We see Kadesh Barnea. It's only 26 miles up to Hebron. You realize how crazy those Jews were when they didn't go ahead and follow what Joshua and Caleb said. It's over there. We can take it. Let's go ahead. We can see where they wandered in the wilderness. I mean, there's so many things. We go to the Holocaust Museum, and every world leader who is going to visit Israel, the first place they stop is the Holocaust Museum. The Jews say, if you want to do business with us, you've got to understand us, and that's the reason. In World War II, we talked about it. God prepared a people for the land that he had provided for them. We go to the Western Wall. That's the closest spot to where the temple stood. That's where the Jews gathered. We go on Friday evening, the beginning of the Sabbath, and we see the young yeshiva boys, the yeshiva place of learning for Jewish young men. They come running down the stairs, singing arm in arm. They're so thrilled for the Sabbath and going to the Western Wall. We'll go up to Tiberias. I'm going to take you from one end, from a lot in the south, all the way to Mount Hermon in the north. And on the way going north, we'll stop at Tiberias. And while there, we'll see the Sea of Galilee. It's the lowest freshwater lake in the world, 600 feet below sea level. Hey, I'm going to have you have a piece of St. Peter's fish. Peter is not going to be the fisherman, but we got some fish to get it for us. And then we're going to get on a boat. We're going to go across the Sea of Galilee. I'll take you to the spot where he fed the 5,000. After I feed you lunch, we'll show you where Jesus fed 5,000 people, ate fish lunch as well. We will go to the Dead Sea, and I started to say, I'm going to let you swim in the Dead Sea. No, that's impossible. It's 7 times saltier than any sea in the entire world. All you can do is float. You cannot swim, and I want you to stay on your back. Well, go to Masada. Boy, that was the last stand for the Jewish people at the time when the Romans were trying to destroy them. Well, go up onto the Temple Mount, and my dear friend, I'll teach you up there that that is the original site of the Garden of Eden. Well, go to the Temple Institute, where the people are preparing to put that next temple up, and they'll tell us how close they are to doing that. We'll go to the Western Wall Tunnels. There's been a brand new discovery there, and we'll go look at that. We've got to go by Gordon's tomb, Gordon's Calvary, the supposed place where Christ was crucified, buried, and resurrected. And we'll visit there, but the next day I'm going to take you to the exact spot and show you in the Scripture. You see, my guidebook in taking people throughout the Holy Land is not a guidebook written by Jimmy Young, but it's a book written by the Holy Spirit of God, breathed into these 40 men over 1,500 years, a message that contains 66 books in it, and it tells us all. That'll be our guidebook as we travel through the land. I'm going to take you in the Negev Desert. We'll explain how the Jews wandered there. You'll see tangibly. You'll see how what we've been talking about is the truth. Then I'm going to take you across the Jordan River. We're going to Petra, one of the most unique cities in all the world. I mean, it's the Rose Red City. It's the place where the Lord is going to protect the Jewish people for a period of time during the terrible time of the tribulation. By the way, we'll go back then to the Red Sea. How about taking a sail on the Red Sea, doing a little scuba diving, having a barbecue on the boat? Sounds good to me. I want you to come and go with me.
March the 7th through the 21st. And folks, if you're interested in going, the number to call is 423-825-6247 with Jimmy DeYoung and yours truly, Stand in the Gap and Prophecy for Today. We would like to have you go March 7th through the 21st. 423-825-6247 is the number.